South Korea parades recently purchased US F-35 stealth fighter jets. By BenQ on October 2, 2019. South Korea on Tuesday showed off some of its new US-made F-35 stealth fighter jets during its Armed Forces Day ceremony on Tuesday, in a move likely to unsettle its communist neighbor North Korea. As part of a deal signed between the two countries last year, South Korea will purchase 40 F-35 fighter jets from Lockheed Martin by 2021. The first set of aircraft were delivered this year and were showcased on Tuesday in front of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Moon and other officials inspected the new assets at a ceremony in the city of Daegu, which include an F-35A reconnaissance drone, Hyunmoo-2 ballistic and Hyunmoo-3 cruise missiles, as well as PAC-3 and MSAM missile defense systems and K-9 self-propelled artillery. In a televised speech, Moon admitted it was the first time he felt secure about the might of our military armed with new equipment such as F-35As, adding that South Koreans should feel very proud of their country's rising military strength. As noted by Yonhap News Agency, Daegu was one of the last defense lines for South Korea and its victories in fierce battles there helped turn the tide of the war triggered by the North's surprise attack. As a result, the city has become a traditional stronghold of the nation's conservative bloc, especially the main opposition Liberty Korea Party, and is often referred to as a sacred place for South Korean conservatism. Despite his low popularity due to his left-wing views and support for appeasement of North Korea, Moon commended Daegu's citizens, pointing out that they had to suffer the inconveniences of holding the country's military facilities. When the country is in trouble, Daegu citizens have always shown amazing patriotism, he said. The show of strength is likely to infuriate the communist regime in Pyongyang, which has previously described such activity as a grave provocation and a threat to a future long-term peace treaty between the two nations. Moon dismissed concerns to this effect and argued it would make an agreement easier. Peace is something to make, not to keep, Moon said. Our military's airtight security measures support dialogue and cooperation and enable us to take an audacious walk toward permanent peace. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.